D.A. Pennebaker made films about almost everything. Music in Monterey Pop.
All the leaves are brown. Leaves are brown. And the sky is gray.
Politics with The War Room.
I am every single night here in one of these carping little liberal Democrats.
Animal rights with Unlocking the Cage.
So when you imprison a chimpanzee, the chimpanzee understands that tomorrow he's going to be in prison.
D.A. Pennebaker's widow and longtime filmmaking partner Chris Hegedus told us that Penny, as his friends and family called him, had a personality that was open and giving.
Penny was just endlessly curious about people, about the world.
Hegedus says one of Pennebaker's biggest inspirations throughout his life was jazz.
Dick Spiderbeck, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie. These were his heroes, and we had about 1,578 records. And we listened to them all the time. And in fact, we put them in as many movies as we could for a while.
Pennebaker's first film, a short called Daybreak Express from 1953, is set to Ellington's song of the same name. The film is like a rhythmic series of images of a New York subway line. Pennebaker was one of the early documentary filmmakers to use cinema verite, a style known for showing authentic, natural situations. For one of his most legendary films, he followed Bob Dylan around London in 1965 as the musician transitioned from folk to rock. In one scene, Pennebaker is in the car with Dylan, filming him after a concert. Someone tells Dylan the press called him an anarchist.
Give me a cigarette. Give the anarchist a cigarette.
Don't Look Back was selected by the Library of Congress for preservation in its National Film Registry. Not only that, Pennebaker may have created the first music video. You know that video of Bob Dylan tossing cue cards to the song Subterranean Homesick Blues? It was shot by Pennebaker.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government.
Don't Look Back was one of the first rock documentaries that, rather than simply promote an artist, let viewers see what life was like beyond the concert stage, says documentary filmmaker Liz Garbus.
He left it to his audience's intelligence to kind of watch his films and learn and, you know, weave their meaning for themselves.
Pennebaker and Chris Hegedus embedded with Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign staff, including colorful campaign manager James Carville.
Why is it that I'm always asked, what are we going to do when George Bush attacks us? Why don't you go ask George Bush what's he going to do when we hold him accountable for all, you know, the wrong that he's done to this country?
Documentary filmmaker Alexandra Pelosi calls Pennebaker's The War Room the greatest political documentary of all time. She says up to that point, the public really didn't understand what was happening behind the scenes.
And that film demasked the way we looked at political figures. It showed us, how the sausage was made. It's sort of, the Wizard of Oz. We saw the man behind the curtain.
D.A. Pennebaker pulled back dozens of curtains over the course of his career. Instead of telling us how we should feel about what we find there, he showed us. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.